Good morning. I'm Sarah Weitz-Kotacek with KUAR News in Little Rock. As the new school year begins, Arkansas's Children's Hospital is partnering with the Little Rock School District to have athletic trainers at each of its high schools. KUAR's intern Gerard Fisher has the story.
Officials say the goal of the agreement is to have adequate medical attention for all high school student athletes. Parkview basketball player Morgan Brady, who will be a junior this year, welcomes the news. She says in previous years, they didn't get much attention.
We didn't really see the trainer until late into the basketball season around conference. The trainer was normally with the football players, so it's good that they have trainers coming in for both or all sports.
Before, when the district was short on trainers, Brady says teams relied on coaches to provide attention to the day-to-day injuries that often occur in sports.
I've had shoulder injuries or like a rolled ankle or something, like a scrape or something, but when we have trainers, it's better because they're able to handle it properly rather than like just our coach trying to handle it for us.
Although coaches are often capable of managing some injuries, many are not trained to treat children. Brant Sockleben, an orthopedic surgeon at Arkansas Children's Hospital, said at the announcement at Hall High School that medical professionals are better suited to try and prevent students from getting hurt.
The growing athlete is not just a small adult, even though a lot of these small adults are bigger than I am. They present unique issues because they are still growing. I think at the Children's Hospital we provide a unique skill set to provide for these growing athletes.
The athletic trainers from the hospital's sports medicine program will be watching practices and home games at each of Little Rock's 5 public high schools. They will also be available to consult with middle school coaches. That should ease the workload for trainers, officials say, and increase the focus on each sport. District Athletic Director John Daniels says in the past, they didn't have consistent medical personnel available.
Before this, we had a contract with Ortho Arkansas that had really one trainer, and he tried to cover as much as he could, and then basically on game nights, he would provide us with interns from other hospitals, etc., to have game coverage.
Although the program was just announced, Daniel says the agreement was reached on July 1st. They have been working during the past month, he says, to get the new training staff situated in the schools where they will be working.
They're housed inside the high schools. They have their own offices, and they will be responsible on a day-to-day basis of taking care of any sport, whether it's in season or out. Athlete, band student, gets, you know, so anybody that needs their assistance.
Trainers have already advised the school district to buy more ice machines because of the hot, humid weather in recent weeks as football practices have begun. The district and the hospital have a one-year contract and will assess the effectiveness and whether or not it should be continued at the end of the school year. Jared Fisher, KUAR News.